Hello and welcome to show 29 of Radio Clash. It's the random professional edition of Radio Clash. It's just me and DJ Charles in the background doing his thing. And a relaxed night vibe. No pop shields, no, as you can tell, no computers. Just me and my dog. My Kiora, my crow, whatever. And I hope you're all well. It's strange actually doing a more of a sort of an audio blog podcast. It's not actually a planned show and something that's a bit more kind of free form. I've got a few things I want to talk about, hence the confessional bit, but it's more of a sort of a introduction of who I am, because I've realised that I haven't actually discussed. Ooh, everyone's saying, ooh, egocentric, oh, Tim's being really egocentric again, but I haven't actually said who I am. I think everyone probably assumed that the first shows were about me, and that I did all the introduction thing. I never did, because I was always focusing on the music. Okay, here goes. I'm Tim. I'm 32. That's some of you know. I live in London. This is my podcast, Radio Clash, which is doing since November 2004, when I first heard Mashup and got into the whole thing. I've covered that. I have a partner of 8 years called John. And welcome to my world. Oh my god, it sounds like I was the real world, or that the Wonder Years. It sounds like I'm doing a Wonder Years or something. God, I'm not going to appear in sort of modern films as a rent boy. But that's Mysterious Skin, and that's the guy from Third Rock of the Sun, isn't it? Anyway, and Marilyn Manson wasn't in that show. So anyway, this is a bit, as I say, this is a bit of a random show. I'm going to play a track now. I don't know what it is. I won't say I don't care, because I'll discuss it afterwards. But that was, playing in the background, was Mort vs. Toots by Four Stones. I have no idea who they are. I've been collecting kind of like dub boots, partly because I have a promised history of mashups with dub. Let's go on to the next one. Ooh. Straight to Hell by The Clash, the unedited version.
There ain't no need for ya. cola, it's right. Straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Go straight to hell, boy. Oh, Papa Sy. Everybody, they wanna go home. So Mama San says, you wanna play mind, crazy man.
Probably one of my most favourite Clash songs of all time, Straight to Hell. I knew that would happen. I was thinking, something I haven't done, and that's stopping the iPod. I'm used to this. Oh, it's been done by old technology, haven't I? That's so much better than if you've ever heard the really awful. There was an awful. It's okay, but there's a Moby Heather Nova version, which is just blech, just doesn't really cut it. I think that and the Forbidden City by Mescaleros, a similar sort of theme. Some of my favourite Clash songs of all time. One of the confessions I have to make is I'm probably not a bigger Clash fan as the name of the podcast makes me out to be. Certainly, I like them. I like Joe Strummer's stance, but I'm actually not that big a Clash fan. I don't hate them, and I like a lot of their songs. I like their stance. I like what they were doing, but I'm not a real Clash head. I keep getting these emails from people going, "Oh, as you're a big Clash fan," I'm thinking, I called it Radio Clash because of Sound Clash and Clash of Genres and all kinds. I've said that before. So I got a sneak peek of what the next song is. Damn, and you did as well. Could you guess from the 1.2 seconds I played? As I said, it's a late night 3 a.m. podcast. Well, actually, it's 11:46, but I'm supposed to be doing a little interview with Bazooka Joe in over an hour, hopefully. But it's a little bit kind of like a bit sort of a late night, a bit tired and a bit kind of tired and emotional. Red wine, and hence the mixing, and just a bit kind of out of it, really. And there are many reasons for that. One is that have a bit of a low period with my partner, because my partner John, I said, but I've been with for 8 years, and I don't think it's going to probably ending any time soon. But certainly, it's a funny one about whenever you've got a relationship, it's about who actually has control in a relationship. You probably notice that there's always, not always, but there's always one person who has more control, either more money or more. You know, more clout and, you know, more sexual clout or whatever. And I don't know if those imbalances are normal, if they're good, bad. I really don't know, but certainly they do take their toll sometimes. And that's what we're having at the moment, power issues. I probably shouldn't go into it too much, actually. I was going to, but he doesn't listen to this podcast. The music would put him off. I don't play enough Handle, but I think when you have a relationship with someone, especially when there's a very big age gap between you and them, there is always going to be issues of, well, power, and also, you know, they're sort of set in their ways, and things are not necessarily going to be as plain sailing. But then again, there are other benefits to it as well. You get to know someone who's done things, who's actually knows a lot about the world, and John is. I'm not going to be slagging off John, because John has done so much, and is a political revolutionary. Well, he is, actually, but he's done so much, and he has done a lot for gay rights, involved with the GLF, and also anti-apartheid, because he grew up in South Africa. But it's a funny one, because it also means someone who's very attractively set in their ways, and they're all kind of like, you know, very sort of alpha male-ish. It's also, I mean, I was listening to a Bicycle Marx podcast, and he was basically talking about that whole alpha male versus metrosexual sort of new man type thing, which has been going on since the late 80s. Partly it's a marketing gimmick, but I did actually email it to him and say, well, why didn't you ask a gay man that? Because that's what we've always had. We've always had the new man sort of, you're not a real man, you're too feminine type stereotype thrown at us. And then what happens is that I'm involved with the bear scene, and they're all sort of bear, big sort of bearish furry men, and they don't fit that stereotype, and may do when they open their mouth. But it's one of these things where that issue has been really at the forefront of sexual politics and gender politics in the gay world. And it seems like only the, dare I say it, straight scene or people not part of this scene are probably facing that a bit more now. But it's always an issue, because, yes, it is very sexually attracted to someone that's very confident, very, very sort of alpha male, but it has the drawbacks of they don't tend to talk too much about their emotions and what they're going through, and tend to... don't talk on podcasts, guarantee you that. and just, I don't know, it's just, they just don't have any of the other more attractive things like wanting to settle down and talking about their emotions and things like that. So anyway, enough of the COD philosophy. How do it stopped? I'm going to play a track by Black Box Recorder. Black Box Recorder are a very, very good English group from the late 80s, early 90s. I have to thank Greg for this one. Greg and Doug, who I know. But Greg, thank you for passing this one to me. I'm playing it just because you sent it to me. And of course, I rushed out to buy a legal copy immediately. Yes, you can hear the tumbleweed in the background, can't you? it's a song called "Being Number One." It's tied up between this and there's a great song called "Andrew Ridgeley," which I have to play at some point. And God, this is popping. This mic is popping like crazy. That's probably better. And there's another track called "School Song," but this is very good as well. It takes me back to the whole kind of listening to the charts on Sundays, which is all stopped now. Damn that, Wes Butters.
Calling from Rolling Stone magazine. Can I speak to someone in Negative Land?
Now!
Can you comment? comment on the connection that was made between your music and the axe murders last month in Rochester, Minnesota?
Now it begins!
Can you tell me, off the record, is there any backwards masking on the song Christianity is Stupid?
Snake, if you want! No!
I can't get no satisfaction.
You need sex, so we provided the girl.
Sock it to me, baby. 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 Give me what you got.
And when it comes to killing you, 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 they like to use every means in the book.
Kind of murder case that friends and neighbors said didn't make sense. They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand.
What am I saying?
They didn't understand. Christianity is stupid.
Journalism or sensationalism?
A malicious tale about a maniac.
Murder and music.
You've given up looking.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
Enough typewriters.
Murder
journalism
and music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
And enough time.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
And one of them will eventually come up with a King James version of the Bible.
Murder and
journalism
music.
Journalism or sensationalism?
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
We don't have enough data. We don't have enough data.
Your Bible.
Data. We don't have enough data. We just don't have enough data.
It's monkey business.
And that's why I'm saying...
Even a monkey could produce the King James Version of the Bible.
Data. Data. Data.
Too much data.
He was not a homicidal maniac. He did not show any...
Have mercy upon me, O Lord.
Signs of wanting to hurt anyone.
For I am in trouble.
The crime is somehow related to a record by a Bay Area band. Al Eisner has that story.
My eye is consumed with grief.
Many are still wondering why.
Yea, my soul, my being.
I can't get no satisfaction. Satisfaction.
Why me, Lord?
You're overreacting.
I could, it'd be a very short show. I could actually play the whole 18 minutes of that. I had to pick the one of the longest songs on there. But that's Helter Stupid by Negative Land. I'll have it running in the background. It's probably going to take over and try and take over the controls and head us to the sun, as Negative Land tracks tend to. And before that was Being Number One by Black Box Recorder. And I think probably the single Black Box Recorder was a prototype for Sophie Ellis Bexter, who was in the audience at the time. It was another indie group. But very, very, very similar. I'll stop that. And if you're thinking, that sounds a lot like that Air record, Electronic Performers, that was actually before Electronic Performers by Air. So I think someone was taking a lot of notes in the back of the class. Yes, so I think probably enough of the introspection. Well, I've got some news. The Who Boys, and I haven't mentioned them on here for ages. I do apologise. Probably because they had a show a while back. They had the show cancelled, and they had a show recently, and I couldn't actually make it because I think I mentioned that I couldn't make it because I had already made other plans, which is annoying. But I hopefully will try and make this Saturday, which is Saturday the 28th of May, down at the Foundry. I think it's from, we're going to get this wrong, correct, 8 or 9 o'clock. I think it's 8 o'clock, 8.45, until sort of I think 11-ish, but it might go in a bit later. Normal hours, in the evening, and it's free. And they sent me a very nice mass email saying, you don't want to go to this, you want to watch CSI NY on channel on 5, which is, we have, that's the 5th television channel. Far too exciting. I haven't heard the new Whoever Men stuff, so I really, 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 I've heard intriguing little bits, which of course, I'm under severe NDA disclosure agreement and contracts not to play it. No, I wouldn't do that. You wouldn't believe how many bits and bobs I have from not just the Who boys, but Jules and a few other people, which I cannot play. Trip. About albums they haven't actually put out yet, and it's like, here I am thinking, sitting on some really, really, really good tracks, but I don't want to play them until they've been properly released, and then you won't be able to go and download them anyway, so it's a shame. And I will set the scene for you. I've moved away from the computer. You see, the studio has moved. It has moved two yards. And I'm sitting on the bed, and I've got a remote set up. I have iPod, mixing desk, iRiver. Wahey! Let's go. So let's play the next song before I blather on for the next 5 hours. I don't know what it is. I hope it's a good one. If it's a podcast, there'll be a sudden and quick bit of editing. Ooh.
Still no time to figure out how to chase my blues away.
That was Teenage Kicks with Somebody by Tim G. I know he's been played over at the Mashup podcast, but great. That's going to really cement my whole John Peel. People comparing me to John Peel. Oh my God. I was actually. I've got a few kind of like Teenage Kicks boots and mixes and things. But I've kind of like stashed them away because, as I say, I just didn't want the comparisons. But no, that's a good one. I really like that one. I've done sort of slow ambient mixes, and there's been a few of those with Whitney. I want to dance to somebody because the lyrics are very, very yearning. They're very, very sad. That's more of that. I've invented something. It's called bed dancing. You know, I used to do chair dancing. This is bed dancing. It sounds a bit rude. Probably is to anybody who's listening down below. Probably thinks something naughty business is going on. But new. So onwards and oh no, kill me for oh god, that's the kind of thing consultants would say. By the way, I really hate consultants. I used to work with them, and I did some consultancy. No, freelancing for a consultancy. Recently, I worked with the consultants for 4.5 years, and there was all this stuff with. I was signed off for stress for 6 weeks and had a boss from hell. And my boss was gay and Australian. The Australian bit probably doesn't mean anything, but it was a... Yeah, you kind of expect empathy. If your boss is someone similar to you, you think, oh, empathy, we can talk about, we can be, you know, fairies and queens together. No, it's the worst boss I've ever had. Evil bitch. No, help. Not even a funny evil bitch. I mean, not kind of like, if it was a drag queen, that would have been good. That would have been like, yeah, go sister. No, this was evil. This is the most evil person I've ever met. Long may he fry in hell. That's probably one of the few people I have I want karmic vengeance on. But his partner left him, so no, that sounds evil, but it's I don't really wish that on anyone, but it's kind of a strange kind of justice, I think, because he caused so many people, not just me. If it was just me, it'd be like, fair enough, you know, these things happen, but oh no, many people, and the people who know me know exactly what I'm talking about, because someone used to work with me. So let's move on to another song. And I say this random podcast is more like when I used to start podcasting. I've got like a I'm popping all over the place. Check, stopping starting songs wrong. I'm recording on better equipment. I'm not recording on Tyclip mic, as I started on Tyclip mic taped to my tripod, which is not too far from what I do now, except it's slightly better type of mic, and didn't have a mixer, so I was recording straight into Audition, and then actually painstakingly editing it all, which is what happened with the last show that's just gone up. I spent literally 5-6 hours editing that. Well, three, four hours editing, and probably about an hour or so compressing it and getting all that sort of stuff sorted. And also all the other production. I won't go into too much, but yeah, certainly, and planning. So, hence, every once in a while, I'm going to do a random edition like this one. I do really enjoy this. This is more like audio blogging more than a show, and I do enjoy having. I can just talk about shit, absolute shit. I talk about it anyway, so I'm trying to keep it to a minimum though. Not easy on sort of quite a few glasses of red wine, but anyway, we'll manage. And I don't have to worry about what songs I'm going to play. I just press play and hopefully luck of the draw. Let's try another one. Let's see what we've got today. Go. Thank you.
disconnect before you die. First of all, that 1 second isn't a second at all. It stretches on forever, like an ocean of time.
No resolution, no solution, don't use the back door.
That was Bazilla with We'd Rather Jack Than Bob Morak. That came out ages ago. That was, I think it was released from 2003. Original Rack Wars. Well, not the original, but the Rack War Part 2. Kind of similar. There's a few Bazilla tracks I wanted to play because End of the Month Club. I'll post the URL. They're actually in Glasgow, I think. I might be wrong, but I think they're in Scotland, definitely. And they do these. It's a bit like Optimo, or what I've heard about Optimo Night. They do kind of like sort of have people do cut ups and mashups and various things, either live or whatever. So they're kind of like an arty dancey event, but I might be wrong. But certainly, one of the Glyber crowd does, and a few of them do bootlegs with them under a name. And there's also a very good version of Auld Lang Syne as well. I think that was them. Auld Lang Syne, S-I-N-E. It's like a sort of computer version. And of course, that's mixing. That's a skit on the old I'd Rather Jack Than Fleetwood Mac, Reynolds Sisters, Reynolds Girls, or whatever they're called, song with Give Peace a Chance. Is it Beatles or Yoko Ono and John Lennon? I can't remember. Certainly not at 12:18 at night. Various other things. I thought I heard something that sounded suspiciously like It's Raining Men as well. And before that was Radio Beauty by Rollo. An incredibly beautiful ambient chilled mashup. Incredibly appropriate for this time of night. And certainly before it fits my mood exactly. And good. I watched American Beauty recently. I had never actually watched it at the time. Another confession. I really enjoyed it. I do have samples. I had the same sort of idea. And that track made a lot more sense once in the film. But still, without it, I remember thinking, what strange dialogue. And certainly seeing the film didn't make much sense, but it's left me with a feeling that I really have to see Death of a Salesman, because they make a reference to, was it Lomax's movie out next door, and people are saying it's a modern Death of a Salesman, and Brian Dennehy's doing it at the moment. And I'm not a big one for theatre, but I'm not a theatre queen, but I've done my fair share. But, God, it sounds like a drug. I've done theatre. Oh, yes. Oh, I've done very hard theatre. Yes, I snorted it. Now, oh, God. Sorry. I might go and see that or sort of, you know, find a film or whatever. There's a few things I want to track down. There's a few films I want to track down, which are severely not available anymore. I don't think are even available on DVD, so I might use the power of BitTorrent. Who needs the Sword of Grayskull when you have the power of BitTorrent? So, God, it's getting too bizarre, too random. Yeah, it's perfect, random show. Yeah, I can't. I'm not editing any of this. It's amazingly, my DJ Charles is very, very good. Very good DJ, better than me. This is bothering me. My partner's iPod is better than me. How dare his even his iPod is better than me. Oh no. Anyway, it's another track. That was Billie Jean DeSicco's, or however you pronounce it, Dancehall Edit, which is Michael Jackson. Apparently DeSicco sucks, apparently. I'll hold him to that. He's an Australian mashup DJ that always says that bootlegs are dead. You can almost, you know, like atomic clocks, they have a certain frequency that you can always rely on because it's about the decay of radioactivity in a certain, is it a carbon atom or whatever? DeSicco's like that for the bootleg scene. Every 6 months they come up and say, "Oh, bootlegs are dead, and by the way, buy my album." No, I do like Luke. I like him even for that. I do like him. He does some really good work. And I've played his non-bootleg work before, but certainly it's almost like a running joke now. Bootlegs are dead! By the way, I've got a new album out. Oh, it's a bit like all of the Game and 50 Cent, isn't it? And all that sort of thing. It's like, you know, Oasis, when they come out with an album, it works perfectly. It's like you slag off all the bands that are out currently, so everything that everyone likes at the moment is shit, and we're much better, and everyone talks about you, and voila, press for your album. Seems like Oasis last were interesting in 1997, but musically have always been just so boring and retro, and just sort of very, very sort of, I would say brown bread, but it's just, I actually like bread, more brown bread, more like whole milk, Hovis, no, yeah, very Hovis. We won't mention Tony Scott, Hovis advert, then goes on to do, we'll talk about it actually anyway. Ridley Scott and Tony Scott do it, starting out doing Hovis adverts. Really crap ones as well, sepia tinted. Anyway, this is the end of the show. I rambled on for way too long. You can find out and you can complain about this crap at www.mutantpop.net/radioclash. I haven't got my funny cyber voice people anyway, it's far too distracting. And you can email me and say, "What the fuck was that?" at radioclash@mutantpop.net. I hope you're all well. I am suffering slightly for the red wine, but I'm coming down definitely. I've got an interview to do. if it happens, I might just kind of, well, it's I'll see what I feel like. Apologies, Bazooka Joe, Small World Podcast, if I'm not actually doing it, but we'll do it sometime soon. It's a problem with timing, because of course he gets back at 6 in the evening, which here is 2 in the morning. Help. Yeah, so certainly my interviewing people in the States is good. Actually, it's probably more easier to do it that way, but not necessarily. No, it isn't. Only on the East Coast. I'm going to specialise on bootleggers only in the East Coast if I interview them. So we'll get a lot of interviews with DJ BC and Luke Enlow and no one else. Oh, and DJ Reset. And we'll ignore the San Francisco crowd. But we actually love the San Francisco crowd. We didn't want to ignore them, actually. Why do they have to be 9 hours behind? Anyway, apart from moaning about the way time systems work, that's me, and we're going to play out with... Oh, we've done that one. No, we're not going to play out with it with a 20-minute mix. Maybe not. Let's find something. Oh, this is a good one. Sorry, I have selected the last one. I think I do have to play out on a good one. And I have to talk about it anyway, so I'd actually, unless I come back, sort of epilogue star. Anyway, this is Erasure versus Portishead. It's by DJ Trip, and nice, ambient, chilled, little, yellow, different. We like it.
Seven times I've been in the city in lights. Now I Thank you.